This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And this week, we lost Robbie Robertson at the age of 80 after a long illness. Robbie Robertson was one of the founders of the band, and he worked with Bob Dylan, made really great albums. He was the principal songwriter and guitar player. He wrote songs like The Weight and The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. And just an amazing talent who we lost. And I happened to notice that Kurt Newman of the Bodines posted on Facebook about the great memories he had about he and Sam from the group working with Robbie back in the late 80s.
So we had to call him up and talk a little bit about it. So here's what Kurt had to say.
Well, good morning to all you. Thanks for having me on to talk about this because, you know, we were pretty young and green when we got flown out to L.A. and got our first record contract and stuff. So it was all a big whirlwind to us. And it was just going into recording our second record when we just got a call from Robbie's people because Robbie was looking for a bunch of different people to work with on his solo record. So we had kind of a sound and he wanted to incorporate some of that. So basically his people called us and we just went over to his studio where he was working. And like I said in my Facebook post, he played some tracks for us and said, I want you to just sing something on there, whatever you feel like. And so I said, well, I got an idea. And I walked up to the microphone and sang a part. And Robbie threw his hands up in the air and I thought I was doing something wrong. So I stopped singing, but he was like, no, that's perfect. Thanks. Keep going. And so that was my first moment with Robbie, was just, you know, working together in a really wonderful way, and him being like a really legendary but gracious person.
Was it almost like, I mean, that you had to be pinching yourself, first of all, when you got the call? Did you almost think it was a prank call, like that they're just telling you, like, hey, come fly out here and come record with Robbie Robertson?
Everything about those couple of years seemed like a prank call. Stuff was moving so fast and we were, you know, meeting people. And you know, I hadn't even been playing guitar very long. I was a drummer growing up, and I had picked up the guitar to learn to write songs. And a few years later, I find myself in a recording studio with T-Bone Burnett out in Hollywood. And it was all like a whirlwind dream. You know, you had to pinch yourself most every day. So that was just another one of those crazy moments. Like, you just can't believe it. And every moment you're with Robbie, you know, you're meeting other legendary people, too, because he knows everybody and everybody knows him.
We're talking with Kurt Newman of the Bodines, who worked with Robbie Robertson back in the late 80s. And you got to hang around with Robbie Robertson in New York City for a Saturday yeah. Night Live appearance. What was that like?
That was unbelievable and surreal. It was crazy because, you know, the people he had playing in his band, you know, who he brought into New York, were just the best of the best musicians, you know, including people like Daniel Lemoine and Tony Levin and Manu Cachet on drums, all these like great musicians. So it was just unbelievable. But then you're there with Robbie and then you're going to be on Saturday Night Live. And I remember walking on the set of Saturday Night Live for the first time to do a rehearsal. And all of a sudden I hear the lick from my song Fade Away playing behind me. And I turn around and look, and G.E. Smith is holding his guitar, who was, you know, the leader of the Saturday Night Live band at that point. And he's playing my song, and I'm just like, oh, my God. You know, these are people you grew up watching and stuff like that. And he's, like, smiling at me. He's like, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Even if it wasn't right, you wouldn't say wrong. I mean, that is so cool.
Yeah, you get G.E. Smith playing one of your new songs as you walk on stage. So some great memories from Kurt Newman regarding Robbie Robertson. And we have some more stories that he shared with us, including what happened after Saturday Night Live, some of the people he met, some true rock and roll royalty.
And just think about it. Okay, the Bodines, they're from Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Right.
They're not from Hollywood. They're from like basically very similar to where we are right now. They're in their 20s and they're hanging out with Robbie Robertson at Saturday Night Live.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.